So.
So you did.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about? My
That's
age.
What we're talking about.
My age is real old.
But not 81, so.
No.
Well,
I'm not playing enough now to really get any consistency in my play. Yeah, my skill sets are not what they used to be for a number of reasons. A, you're getting older. B, you're not playing enough. And, you know, I can go practice and I can hit the shots, but it's not playing. It's not playing against the Paul Goidoses and the people like that that are out here on a week-to-week basis and really playing well. So having been there, I kind of know what that's about, and I'm far, far from that. But when you take retirement and just that the R word, when it hits your you don't take a step back, you can't take three or four steps back. It's oddly enough, I was talking to Larry Fitzgerald, you know, the great receiver for the Cardinals, and he's contemplating. I said, Larry, when you start talking and thinking about retirement, that half a step you just lost becomes a step and a half. You know, and I think that's, for me, it's, you're allowed 11 or less tournaments, and, you know, here I've played 7 last year, and you know, if I get to 8 this year, it'll be a lot. So when you're playing infrequently, I'm not going to play again until maybe Pebble Beach, you know, the first tee. Simply because now I take those weeks that I had with tournaments, now I've inserted them with other things, family primarily. You're going to see the girls out, the grandchildren out in Colorado, spending some time with the boys. Sally and I have a couple different trips, doing an outing that you would turn down because it's during a turn before, but now you take it. You know, I'm into revenue production rather than winnings. And, you know, so it changes. And suddenly your focus and your mindset becomes something else.
How'd you play so well today?
I really didn't play. I putted okay. I managed my short game okay, but I really didn't hit the ball well at all. Very short off the tee. Hit some. I hit all the fairways, which is the good part. The bad part is I missed a lot of the greens, so I wasn't really putting for that many birdies. But, you know, a lot of it's management. I still know how to do that. It's just, do I have the skill sets to do it with consistency? And, you know, having Dylan grandson with me is, you know, it's great fun. But it's different.
How do you balance the competitive fire, which is your hallmark, with the fact that we're talking about these things where the golf is limited, the skill set isn't where you want it, the length isn't where you want it? How do you do that?
Well, I'm not sure I'm doing it that well, honestly. there's a whole lot of things. Excuse me. There's a whole lot of things that you take for granted when you're playing on a regular basis, and you're playing, just playing regularly gives you a different frame of reference, a different focus, different perspective. When you step back, that changes, and you just don't step right into that. You don't go through that curtain real easily. It's more of a door than it is a curtain, and that's what I found, is that it's hard to go home and do your thing. And, you know, even though I hit balls when I'm home, and I hit them great, you know, if I had, last week when Dylan was down in Arizona, the way I was hitting it then, the way I hit it today, totally different. So there's just a different perspective, a different look. And not that I want to accept 72 as my best score. I didn't play that well. I didn't hit a lot of good shots, but I managed. And that just kind of comes from all the years of knowing what you can and can't do. But I'm just hitting some shots that are ugly. Just no way around it's ugly.
You take some, positives out of that because you know you can play better in 72.
Well, I know I can hit the ball better. Yeah. Know whether I play better is another thing, but that's always the case. You know, sometimes you play lousy and score great. Sometimes you play score great and play lousy. You know, it's just you don't know. But from my perspective, I'm just trying to kind of put one foot in front of the other, and not with a whole lot of expectations, but I expect more from my ball striking than what I got today. And I don't expect to drive the ball out with Roger Chapman. I don't expect that. I far from it. But I expect more from myself than what I hit today.
What was if you didn't hit it well, you certainly did some things well. What would be the highlights of your day today?
Well, I think I just, like I said, it was just kind of ugly from the start and ugly at the end. And, you know, I made a couple of birdies in there, but I made a couple of bogeys. And, you know, I missed two putts, although they were the kind that are this long, but they probably break a foot, you know, that kind of stuff. And how do you make those every time? You don't. But if I get one of those in, now we're 71. If I get both of them in, now we're 70. If I make a better shot at the last hole, you know, there's always those little things. And it's the little things that escape you. Can I still read the greens? Yeah. You know, can I still tell what the distances are? But right now, they're rather being 150, they're 180 plus. And rather than being 7-iron, now it's a friggin' 5-iron. Whoops, maybe it's a 4-iron. I mean, Dylan's handed me 3-irons and hybrids all day long today. And it's just hard to. You can't score from where I was when you're that short off the tee, when you're mishitting that many shots, given these guys. I mean, that's what I think you guys know, but the outside world doesn't realize how good a play this is. These guys, that's a hell of a score that Paul posted. Was it 64, was it? Yeah, I mean, that's. I don't care who you are. You could be Rory McIlroy. I don't care. It's Jordan Spieth. That's a heck of a score. But, you know, from my perspective, it's, you know, can I go shoot under par? Yeah, I can. Can I shoot worse than I did today? Oh, yeah. Because today was one of those days I could have, but didn't, simply because I kind of kept it together. You made several of these, you know, and those aren't easy. Several of those, but I only made one putt of any length at all, because you're not going to make a lot of lengthy putts on these greens. They're just they're too much.
Well, congratulations.
Well, anyway, here we go. Go. Thanks, go have a lunch and celebrate with a ham sandwich. You doing all right?
Yeah. Thanks, sir. You got it.